There you go. It's 8:12 this morning. We don't have Jethro trivia. I know you don't have headphones there. Now you have. You have headphones now.
Do I need to find something?
No. Well, yeah, you want to. I mean, if you can. It's just the Jethro trivia is so lame. It's just, I forget what
it depends
is.
On
well,
your,
what,
you know.
Well, what I'm saying is it's something that even Royce would know the answer
well,
to.
So that's
oh, hey, now, I like Royce.
Bazinga.
I'm 2 for 2. We won't talk about prior to the last two.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
but I'm standing next to the champ. Maybe that's why you don't want to do it,
because
she kicks butt.
Yeah, she does. She really does. She does pretty well. But no, it just, I forget what it was. I even deleted it. It was so simple and... So, don't have that. I don't have any animal stories. Are you going to have a trick or what are they going to be? What are you going to be giving away at your house on Halloween? Do you know?
Candy. No.
Wow.
I thought he was going to give away carrots.
My wife has an assortment.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the healthy snacks thing?
No,
you ever
sir.
Done that? Okay.
All the kids would shoot you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like the kids to walk away saying, "Need house to go to."
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, don't go there.
Now, Lena, you live out in the country, kind of, right? Now, are you going to do a trick-or-treat?
I'll have some there in case I get that random person.
Yeah.
But I've never had trick-or-treat.
Yeah, I understand. I just, and we don't. Since I live out in the country, we don't either. When did you stop trick-or-treating with your kids? About what age were they? Do you know? Remember?
No, I really don't. Yeah,
you know what that means? It means Mary was doing it.
Yeah.
Mary was walking him through the neighborhood, and Royce is sitting at home going, "I'll take care of the home front right here," and all that kind of stuff. Well, because, I mean, there are things that are annoying to people who do have trick-or-treaters, and that is if you've got kids who are old enough to drive, they shouldn't be trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, and that's something that, you know, people ought to think about.
That bugs me.
It does. And
you know, for the kids to come up and they've got jeans and a T-shirt that has something written on it.
Yeah, that's their costume,
right.
If you will. Mm-hmm. And well, that or if they're really young too. I mean, if they're a baby, do you want three months old?
You know?
Yeah, because you know what, the 3 month old is not going to be eating that. Okay. I was trying to look and see when sunset is. I don't know what time it gets dark. Now.
I don't know, but I have Jethro trivia if you want.
Oh, do you? Okay. Do you know what time it gets dark?
Yeah.
When the sun goes down.
Yeah, earlier.
I need more hours in the day.
Yeah. By 7, is that right? Is it pretty much getting
dark
by
7
now?
Yeah, my running schedule's slowly getting.
Yeah, I know. It's just weird.
It's earlier every day now.
But because, again, that is important with Halloween coming up. All right, so you have some Jethro trivia?
Yes, Jethro trivia from the sun.
Oh, okay. All right.
Strangely enough.
All right. Well, that means I can play.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah. That'll be something different. It will. Okay, so go ahead.
All right, according to a new survey, this is the most stressful part of your work week. This is the most stressful day of the week. It's Friday.
Uh-huh.
And here's why.
Okay.
One, it's what to wear for casual Friday. Two, what to get the boss for Christmas. Three, how to use your vacation time on Fridays. Or four, how to get to work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who goes first?
We'll start with you, Scott.
Oh, thanks. Vacation time.
Vacation time. Yeah. All right. Royce?
What was the first one?
Yeah, you need to repeat them.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I haven't done this.
Well,
okay, Friday's the most stressful day of the week.
Uh-huh.
Four reasons why.
Yeah.
What to wear for casual Friday. What to get your boss for Christmas. How to use your vacation on Friday. Or how to get to work. That's what makes Friday special.
Casual, what to wear on casual Friday.
Okay, yeah. Royce.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay, so Leah?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the what to wear portion.
What to wear?
Okay, right.
Kat?
I'm going to go with how to get to work.
It's okay. Actually the most stressful time of the week is Friday because people don't know what to wear on casual Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
13% of people in the study said that they have taken a sick day.
What?
Not to make the decision.
Wimps.
Wow.
Oh. Why don't you just dress up if it's that big of a deal?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so now the Humane Society, you don't have a dress code thing. But how about
the
chamber?
Well, we do, but it's not the same as the regular
one. Yeah, really, yeah. So what do you do at chamber? Do you ever have a casual Friday? If you do, what
dictates
that?
We have a casual Friday. I'm normally not able to take advantage of
it.
Right.
Do you? Do you have casual Friday
right.
there?
Uh-huh.
Do you? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And that means what?
I do remind them that we're still a business organization,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. That ladies,
they can wear jeans and, not wholly jeans.
Yeah, right, but
right.
good-looking jeans.
Right.
All right, that's it. Oh, okay. But you don't.
Only if I don't have other appointments.
Okay.
On,
all right.
But
yeah.
I have occasionally wore jeans up there.
I've seen Royce in jeans twice in 15 years.
Say, I think it's got to be after
I'm
hours.
I'm not opposed to them. Don't misunderstand.
I understand. Just not part of the uniform. Yeah. And of course, we're in radio, so we can wear any dang thing we want. Nobody knows.
Well, you're really dressed up today for what? Normally
I know. I wore a shirt that has buttons on the collar.
they're happy we don't come in with pajamas on.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. That's it. Well, let's find out what's going on at the Aguilane Humane Society. Actually, it's a busy week for you, is it not?
It is. It is because it's Wienerfest this weekend.
Yep.
So, we'll be out there at Wolfpen Creek on Friday evening, along with Saturday for all the festivities and races and whatnot. Obviously, races and more races between the 5K race in the morning and all the dachshund races throughout the day. There's something for everyone. And if running isn't your idea of fun, hey, participate in the costume contest.
Sure.
Get that dog dressed up before Halloween. And we do actually have some outfits available for sale at the animal shelter.
Oh, really?
Believe it or not, we've had in the last year, we had quite a wide variety of costumes donated.
How interesting.
From some various businesses that do regular donations. Uh-huh. And they're specifically dog costumes. Okay. So,
if you want to do that, huh?
You want your dog to look like a grape? Bunch of grapes, we can hook them
up.
That's
fine. So, the dog's tail will be tucked. That means they really don't think they're nearly as cute as you think they are. But you don't have to be you don't have to own a dachshund to be a part of this.
You don't, because you can just come out and watch the races. Like I said, there is a 5K for the human racers in the morning, or just visit with all the vendors that are out there. I mean, we have everything from dog-related vendors to just candles or something of that nature. So there's quite a bit of everything, something for everyone. Stop by our animal shelter booth. We'll have the silent auction. We have everything from some of the dog houses that were for part of the Barkin build will mm-hmm. be that didn't sell at Texas Reds are still on auction here. Along with some other items that get donated. I don't even know what those are yet. So I know I have what my task is.
More reason for people to stop in and see that.
So come out and check them out. We always get great items donated from jewelry and so forth. So mm-hmm. a little of something for everyone. And then we actually started last Friday was the first day of our Fall in Love adoption event, which is half price adoptions for selected animals, along with quite a handful of $12 animals. And that's mostly just to move some of them out because they've been there a little longer and we really wanted them to be. So come by and check those animals out. And the $12 adoptions are half price, still include anything that would normally be included in a full price adoption. So great deal. I mean, you cannot pass these deals up. So come out to the shelter at 5359 Leonard Road. And half price Fall in Love adoptions do run from October 19th through November 24th. That's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it'll change each week on what we have available. Obviously, as they get adopted, we're adding more. So come by or check out our website, aggielandhumane.org, or find us on Facebook. More time to still sign up for Wienerfest, and you can sign up the morning of as well.
All right, very good. There you go. That's Leah from the Aguilane Humane Society here on Tuesdays on Newstalk 1620. And you know Royce is here today. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, kudos to Kat for her Gets Dark When the Sun Goes Down
comment. That was very nice.
Nailed all of us. That was really, really timely and all.
Yeah.
And to KO for coming up with a Jethro
trivia for us. That was nice of you to do.
I can actually answer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And to you, Scott, for a great job last night.
You're just happy you won.
Well, I thought you reacted real quickly to that.
Yeah, he did. He solved our problem.
Right, he did. Yeah. It wouldn't have been the same to come up here and not have that.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, and great job last night at the Candidates Forum, and appreciate Brown & Company sponsoring that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk a little bit about the annual banquet. We've been talking about that. It's coming up on Monday night, November the 5th. Over at the College Station Hilton, Dr. Brett Gerard is our speaker. I checked yesterday. We have somewhere in the range of 250 already signed up for that. So if you want a table, you need to go ahead and get that ordered for us. I personally had several people call me yesterday to get a table for that. He's going to talk about the large grant that we received and the impact it's going to have on the BioQuarter and ultimately the impact it's going to have on the Bryant College Station community. Again, Dr. Brett Gerard, the Vice Chancellor for Strategic Initiatives, will be our speaker. We'll also be honoring our Citizen of the Year, Volunteer of the Year, and Ambassador of the Year at that event as well. The social hour begins at 6. And dinner, we'll try to start that just a little bit before 7 so we can get you out of there by 9. I also want to talk a little bit about business after hours this week. It's at Chrome, a salon experience. And this time we're going to their new location, which is out on William Fitch. That's at the Tower Point area. And it'll be our normal 5:30 to 7, no charge for that event. Just come on out. And if you're interested in learning more about the chamber, just tell them you heard about it on WTAW, and we invited you to come. The Ag Breakfast is coming up. I know it's a little bit down the road, but that event has been growing every year. And what a great event. It's always the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, which this year will be Tuesday, November the 22nd. It'll be at 7 a.m. out at the Brazos County Expo Complex, sponsored by Producers Co-op and Capital Forum Credit. And we're going to actually provide you with a breakfast that is been produced locally, grown locally, and also it will be prepared by our farmers and ranchers for us. The cost for that is $15, and you'll be able to learn more about what's going on in agriculture. A lot of people don't realize that agriculture is still a major part of our economy.
Sure. Started this county, really. Yeah,
It really did. It really did. So come out and help us honor the farmers and ranchers that all year long grow and produce the food that we enjoy here. Our Youth to Career Fair event is going on tomorrow. We really have no more room for anybody, but I just wanted, if you've got an eighth grader, ask them tomorrow how they enjoyed that event. And then we have our Junior Leadership Brazos applications are out. You can get your application by going to www.bcschamber.org. The deadline for those is Friday, November the 2nd. If you if you bring it in the 3rd, you're late. I mean, we do not accept late applications. So, again, just be aware of that. You can get more information either through the schools, or you can get more information from the chamber at 260-5200. And finally, we've got no ribbon cuttings this week, but we have Kilgore Insurance a week from today at 4:30. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Prime Vest Financial. We appreciate them and all they do in our community, and appreciate Brian Broadcasting and WTAW.
Thank
as well.
You, sir. I appreciate you being in here this morning after a late night last night.
That's right.
That's Royce Hickman from the Chamber. Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well on News Talk 1620.